Human rights groups today hailed a decision by a West African court of justice who convicted the government of Niger of failing to protect a 12-year-old girl from being sold into slavery. The court yesterday said the state had failed in its obligation to the girl, who was sold into slavery as a child in 1996 for around $500 and regularly beaten and sexually abused. The case against the state was brought with the help of British-based anti-slavery organisations to press African governments to stamp out slavery, which is rife in some African countries despite legal prohibitions. The court sentenced Niger's government to pay over $19,000 in damages. Romana Kakioli, Africa Programme Coordinator for Anti-Slavery International, told us more about the landmark decision.
Overall, this case will send a loud message, and a strong message rather, to all West African states and states beyond that, to say that the long-held prohibitions, international prohibitions against slavery, have to be enforced at the national level, that it's absolutely no point ratifying international human rights conventions if these conventions are not applicable at the domestic level. I think it's also significant for the citizens of ECOWAS countries, of 16 countries across West Africa, because yesterday Hadija Tumani won her case, and I think it demonstrates that citizens, no matter what social strata they come from, can access the court to have their human rights protected. So I think that's a very strong message.